The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Falcons ended up losing to the Saints, but Bijan Robinson, a significant bright spot for this team as he continues to be. He had a season-high 116 rushing yards and had 28 receiving yards.
Bijan,
thank you for the help, Bijan. And yeah, that was his NFL best, fifth consecutive game with 100 plus yards from scrimmage.
He was elite in a lot of different ways. I think, and Wes mentioned it, maybe one of his best runs. You've been waiting on the explosive run. Like, he's so good at getting 10, 12, 15 at times. That long explosive run we've kind of waited on for Bijan, and obviously his numbers kind of reflect that when you look back on what he was yesterday. Tyler Allgeier, same way. Tyler Allgeier, this wasn't like a game where you're like, well, it's a Bijan game. No, it was an Allgeier game too. He gets 5.4 yards a carry as well. I just think that he's operating at such a high level, as is this offensive line in their running game. Now, they had their issues as far as pass protection goes, but Bijan continues to be one of the highlights of Atlanta's offense. Really, their entire football team. I don't know how you can say Bijan's not the best player on the team at this point. He does everything well that you ask a running back to do in the NFL.
And he had those two touchdowns as well. Also want to point out, he's one of only three players to have seven such games this season, joining Alvin Kamara and Saquon Barkley. So again, only guys to have five best consecutive game with 100-plus yards from scrimmage.
It wasn't a Bijan or Tyler Allgeier game, but it was interesting to me that you had three cracks at first and goal, and it's not all Tyler Allgeier's fault. You had penetration on every freaking play, even including fourth down.
Yeah.
But it took Bijan's style, the way he can get hit and bounce forward.
Slight wiggle.
And get in the end zone on the fourth and goal. I love Tyler, but that is the elite versus the very good.
The word you're looking for is vision. And right? There's just a slight bit of vision that it seems like Tyler Allgeier runs tough but almost runs blind at times.
Yeah.
And Bijan does not. It's like, how can I make a slight quarter body wiggle to kind of maneuver myself into a good situation?
It's the difference in running through you and bouncing off of you and staying on your feet. And it's just this vision and
contact
balance. Yes.
Contact balance.
The touchdown run I want to talk about real quick, because my vantage point, it was right in front of us. We're on that, I believe it, as Wes would call it, the east end zone, Tiff. And he gets outside and he gets contact and he breaks, I believe, Will Harris's tackle, but he's off balance and he starts stumbling. And I go, well, and this is the thing that's happened to him so many times, where he goes to bust it, but he's getting contacted and it's enough to slow him where someone can grab him, right? And then he sits up, steps on it, and Tyrann Mathieu contacted him at the 9 or 10 yard line, and he carried him 3 yards into the end zone.
Yeah.
That is strength, power, whatever it is, balance. I don't care what you call
it. All of it.
That is elite.
Combined. But again, I mentioned those names in Kamara and Saquon Barkley. Again, guys that have had seven games with the stats that I had mentioned before this season, he's in some really good company and in the company of guys who have been in the league for years.
To your point, Bo, I think when you look at that goal line situation, how many times have I gone on here and said, I think the Falcons are almost better off not getting in short yardage. Like, I think it's nice when you get chunks and get close on first and second down, but I'd almost rather the Falcons be in third and four than third and one. And I don't know what the reason – that's been a continued issue – that has developed under Arthur Smith and has continued into what this regime is. We're better off going side to side and run a wide zone. That's what our offensive line is built for. So when you get in close yardage situations and try to go north and south, we're just not good at it. We're just simply not good at it. Not enough weight moving forward, not enough inertia, if you will, up the middle of the offensive line. And you have to rely on guys like Bijan in those situations.
So can you count it as a win based on Bijan's performance? No, it doesn't really work that way, does it?
No, I don't think you can.
No. A lot of missed opportunities for the Falcons. They fall 20-17 to the Saints. Kirk Cousins, the quarterback, he joined Dave Archer of the Falcons Radio Network. This interview is brought to you by Margaritaville at Lanier Islands, an easy one-hour drive from Atlanta.
Kirk, obviously the disappointing in the way things turned out, had some chances at the second half, but a little bit of a slow start. What do you attribute that to?
Yeah, it's all running together right now, Arch. But, yeah. We convert the first third down of the game. The second third down, we have. The ball's just a little bit too far for Drake, but it's there, that's one I want back. You know, you convert that third down, you're possibly in scoring position at that point, and so that could have eliminated a slow start. You know, we could have come out in the first possession and gotten points. So that's where my mind goes, but after that, it all runs together.
Probably not fair for me to state it that way, because you just said there are a couple of moments there that might have been able to change what that felt like. Tell me about the run game. You guys got the run game cranked up. Bijan was special today, it looked like.
Yeah, we were getting good chunks. Trying to stay ahead of the chains the best we could, but certainly ran the football well enough to win from their standpoint, and wish we had been able to build off of that more and turn it into points.
What is it they do it looked like they did a pretty good job of plaster coverage or sticky coverage early on, mm-hmm. and then you guys were able to kind of penetrate that and start to get it going.
Yeah, they were playing tight, grabby coverage, and it was hard to get the space we were looking for, but that's pro football, and you're going to have tight coverage, and we just got to be able to catch and throw in it. And Saints defense did a good job all day long.
You got a good kick start from your defense in the second half. They come out. Jesse makes a play, yep. Made a couple guys make. They had four consecutive three and outs for you guys to help you get back in the game.
Yeah, that was big. We just had to score more points. You know, we had time of possession. We moved the football. We stayed on the field. But we didn't score points. We shouldn't be leaving it in the field goal team's hands. We should be, able to finish drives with six. And when you settle for field goals, it tends to, make it hard to pull away.
All right, last thing for you, and this may not be fair, but is it frustrating for you because you guys are really good on offense, but there's those moments where you're not where you want to be? But is that part of the growth process as you go through 17 games?
Yeah, I just think we can be better. We haven't played our best football. We're leaving things out there, and anytime you do that, it's extremely frustrating. So you come back to work and you try to put together that game next Sunday. But it's tough when you know how much offense we left out there today.
Kirk, thanks for your time.
Yep, thanks, Arch.
Again, that was Kirk Cousins joining Dave Archer of the Atlanta Falcons Radio Network post a loss to the Saints. But again, the one thing you can take out of the loss is that they're still in control in the division, if there is.
Well, yeah, there's
a lot of
things to take out of the loss. There are a lot of positives, unfortunately. You don't ever want to hear that coming off a game like that. There are a lot of positives to take away. I hear it in Kirk's voice. I don't think I've seen all season Kirk as frustrated as he was during this game. I don't know if you guys saw it. He at one point kind of gets hit and falls to the turf, forces an incompletion. He pounds the turf. He's kind of animated on the sideline, having conversations with different guys. Kirk also... But you'll have to help me. I think that there was four tipped balls. I think there were four tipped passes in this game that resulted in incompletions. Granderson had a couple of them. There were just a number of times
Peyton
that there
Turner
were tipped balls. There were checkdowns that you know how Kirk does. He works through his reads, and then if you can, you check down left to either Bijan or Ray. That happens in this offense more times than not. You trust him to put a move on whoever's the flat defender and kind of get towards north and south towards the first down. Just a number of tipped balls. Unfortunate pass protection things. You and I were just talking about Caleb McGarry and the Cam Jordan sack. Caleb appears to get run over. He gets kicked in the back of the leg by Bijan, who's trying to help him in pass pro, so it ends up being really an ugly sack. Jake Matthews had a couple of them. Obviously, the sack fumble. So Kirk he was frustrated. He's pounding the turf. He's looking at what he's seeing downfield, and the fact that we talked about it all week last week. That is a team in the secondary that is missing a lot of pieces. And I thought that he led with it right there in the interview, Dave. They were grabby, you know, grabby coverage. We couldn't get separation. So I think he was frustrated all the way around, protection, receivers, as well as the officials not calling some of the stuff that he was able to look at down the field.
Well, they kind of.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I do some of the things that I think at times we would like to see our guys do, and that's come up and play at the line and get hands on guys immediately and disrupt the routes and keep you from just, you know, running downfield. And I think that was some of his frustration, is there was a lot of grabbing and holding. I saw multiple. There were I remember at least three tip balls. Four might be accurate. It's hard to probably some of the hardest things for me in the world is going back through and kind of remembering every single play. That's why I need to grab it. I normally have my iPad going during the show watching replays to remind myself of things and things that was said and the conversations I had on and off the air. Or off the air because I don't ever talk. But it's not easy, and I also think, you know, some of the tip balls is kind of, they probably saw some stuff on film. Kirk has and I noticed it yesterday. He makes a throw to Drake across the middle. It's a completion. It's a phenomenal window throw by Kirk, but it almost looked like he dropped the angle of his arm a little slightly to deliver the ball because of the window that he had to get through. And I wonder if, and it's something that I'll probably talk to Arch before we talk to him on the air about, because I want to get some thought. I don't want to waste a question with him, but I wonder if they saw something where it allowed them to do that. But also, I think they got away with some pass interference and some defensive holdings, and it's
like the most penalized secondary in the NFL.
Yeah, and you only got a couple, and those were absolutely egregious ones.
Ridiculous.
That they called. They could have called it the Alante Taylor. I believe it was Alante Taylor on Kyle Pitts. Kyle makes a catch, 23-yard gain. It was the play before the Bijan touchdown run.
Incredible play.
It's an incredible play because he's being dragged to the ground
as
he makes the catch, and he somehow still makes it.
Yeah.
It's
one of the best catches he's made as a Falcon. It was unreal. I couldn't believe he brought it down.
Yeah, and you know what the worst part is that if he doesn't make the catch, there's no flag. Yeah. And so you just, that's another missed opportunity. And I believe that was a third down play.
I think it was.
So
I think you're right.
I think those are some of the frustrations, but also it's the missed opportunities. And nothing frustrates you more, as I'm sure, as a quarterback, than missed opportunities, because you're the leader of that unit.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.